Good contact.
And that's caught the slump, ran up there.
Right below the hole goes DeChambeau, and he's pumped up. For a U.S. Open championship, Bryson DeChambeau now has two, the second at number two.
Hey, good. How's that feel? Amazing. It's unbelievable. Watch this.
A lot of good shots.
Well, folks, that intro was a little bit late. We had the tournament last weekend. Obviously, Bryson DeChambeau won. Very special to me. We're going to get into the Woke PGA Tour today. Just a little, an interview done with an amazing guy who played on the tour and his exposure of what really went down with that. And it's actually the PGA Tour, the left, versus the LIV Golf Tour in the support of President Trump, right? Because the PGA Tour can't stand Trump. Anyway, this episode will cover the uncovering of the JFK files by Trump, the nasty issues surrounding the border, how they are spending numbers at Fox for polling data, more grooming of children, and how the enemy continues to fight against anything biblical. Whew, a lot to unpack today. Here we go. So I'm going to take you to the interview at the LIV Golf in Nashville. Bryson DeChambeau was asked about his victory at Pinehurst 2 last weekend. I'm going to the 15th minute, and you guys can go to that particular video and see it. But anyway, here's an amazing answer, and this is what I love about him.
Yeah, Bryson, you talk about the mistakes, the adversity, even the obstacles that you faced. How does it feel to win the U.S. Open, overcoming those things? But how do you keep yourself grounded within that high?
So how do you keep yourself grounded? That's what he's asked, in case you didn't hear that.
Yeah. For me, I have to thank God. I'm a religious person, and that's a big thing for me. And so keeping myself grounded, that's one way for sure. And having a great team around me is another, great family. And through the adversity and struggle, having the right people around you. That's the most important thing you can have whenever somebody's struggling, whoever it is. It could be someone in here today. You know, if you're really struggling, you just got to go say what's on your mind. Don't be afraid to someone that you trust and know that's going to be there for you. And so that's how I was able to get through a lot of that adversity, is having the right people around me. And then staying grounded is, it's a big macro vision. This is not just about me winning tournaments. This is about us. I can say us as LIV and everybody really meaning and really trying to expand this game globally and grow the game.
And so anyway, he gets into the game of golf and how he's trying to help expand it and bring them together. Because as you guys know, most of you that follow golf, the LIV Golf Tour opened up and created and opened up a huge, huge opportunity to get away from the PGA Tour and what they were doing. I remember Go Woke, Go Broke, and PGA Tour is pushing Black Lives Matter. And one of the other big things that they did, obviously, was remember that Trump was going to have his particular golf event, remember, in 2022 at Bedminster, and the PGA Tour said, oh, because of J6, we can't support President Trump, so we're kicking him out. And then what did the LIV Golf Tour do? They said, you know what? They kicked you out, President Trump. We're going to use your golf course, and they have been using them quite a bit. And so there is a great interview on YouTube. I happened to catch it with Mark Lai. It was called Big Boy Pants Golf. And he's got a channel on YouTube. I put it in the description box below. But I'm going to click this two-minute mark, and I'm going to share a lot more at the end of this video of the of everything that Mark Lai talked about. But just a little preview of how he talked. Here we go. He says, yep, we're going there. Too hot for any other golf channel.
Evolved into more hatred for LIV because, you know, Trump, tit for tat. I mean, everything is good with the PGA Tour. You stay in good graces with them only if you play along.
This is Mark Lai talking. He was on the PGA Tour several years and also a commentator. And again, I know a lot of you might not play golf or understand golf or whatever, how big it is, but it is a huge issue for me. And I believe many are starting to catch on with what's going on.
It's their way or the highway. There's nobody that's asking questions in the room. They're only given answers. I played in the Doral Eastern Open in the late 70s all the way through, you know, the 90s. It was the Doral Ryder. It had all kinds of different sponsorships through the years. It was a great event. And the golf course was losing its luster. So Donald Trump had taken it over, and he had a deal with the PGA Tour. And they said, look, you know, you've got to put money into the resort, and we'll keep you in the rotation. If you kind of keep doing that, then we'll keep going. So they turned it into a World Golf Championship event, and it was probably one of the most successful events out there. You know, I remember when Craig Perry holed a shot on the playoff hole against, I think it was Scott Verplank. I mean, it was electric, and all the big boys played there. That was an event that had been along, you know, around since the 60s. So I was talking one day after I had heard the move was going from Trump Doral to Mexico. And I'd played the course in Mexico, and I was asking around a guy named Jim Herman, who actually has played a lot of golf with Trump. I think he even works for Mr. Trump at Bedminster sometime. But Jim Herman's a touring pro. I think he's won three times on the PGA Tour. And I said, so Jim, what happened? He said, well, you know, they made a deal with Donald and or Mr. Trump, and they reneged on it. When they took that tournament away from him, put it over into Mexico, and I talked to some friends of mine that were doing the announcing over there because I was in the announcing business then. They said, man, what a toilet. This thing in Mexico, I don't know why we're going over there. And basically, it was about the money, and if it was for 10 cents more in purse money, they would go to Mexico.
And so they couldn't stand Trump. And so even in 2016, the PGA pulled a tournament from Donald Trump's Doral golf course. I didn't even know that. I had no idea. So I guess in 2015, Trump runs for president. 2016, they can't stand Trump. So the PGA Tour makes a terrible move. And the guy who runs it, he actually compares him to Biden. The guy basically doesn't know what he's doing. And so that's why I thought it was a big deal, number one, when DeChambeau won. And I hurt for Rory McIlroy. It was sad to see him miss that putt. But I was also excited for Bryson because he's come through so much diversity. And he's a people person, and he walked that cup through the audience and let just about everyone that was there that attended Pinehurst to touch the U.S. Open Cup that he had won. And you guys saw in the intro how he hit that 55-foot chip from the bunker and then made the putt to win, and he did it on Father's Day. And so anyway, congratulations to him. So excited, and I was glad to see him with Grant Horvat, letting Grant let him, you know, hang out together, because I love Grant's golf channel on YouTube, and definitely big moves happening in golf, and I'm loving what's happening. Go woke, go broke, PGA Tour, they're losing it. Live Golf is growing, and I just wanted to get that in there for all you golfers out there and everyone following it. It's big. It's huge, and that's just another part of the wake-up, right? People are waking up to find out what's going on in every avenue of this earth, of those that are filled with hate and those that are filled with all this woke mantra that's not going to work. And I tell you what, even more truth's going to come out. As President Trump just did an interview, he says he's going to release the remaining JFK files after his victory.
When you got elected in the 2016 election, you said the first thing or one of the things you wanted to do was release the JFK file. And then you said later, I saw it and I wasn't really ready to do it. And then I saw a clip where you changed your mind and you said, I think we're ready to see this file. And I'm just curious.
What's in it?
What? I don't know. Tell us right now. What happened? Like what?
Yeah. I actually did do it. I released a lot, as you know. But when it came to the whole thing, I was hit by some people that worked for me that are great people that you would respect. And they asked me not to do it. And I'm saying, why? Tell me why. And they said, sir, I think it needs a little more time. And I released a lot. But I said, if they feel so strongly, I respect the people and would have done that again. But this time, I'm just going to do it.
RFK says the CIA killed his uncle. Do you believe that?
Well, this wasn't CIA that asked me, but I think CIA was probably behind it. But they didn't. They would have preferred that I not release the rest of it. So we did give quite a bit. It's going to be done early on. A lot of people want to see that. And whatever it may say, I won't say it, so I have an idea. But whatever it is, it'll be very interesting for people to see. And we're going to have to learn from it.
Promise us you'll come back again, Mr.
You know,
President.
There are other things we're going to release, too. We're going to release
Oh, really? Like what? What else you got?
We'll talk to you about it off camera.
Aliens?
By the way, I generally speaking, and there are reasons not to release certain things, obviously, but I generally, you know, it's transparency. And I think it's important that we release that. And there are other things, too. There are other things that you know about. But people, more than anything else, they want the JFK files. We're going to release that immediately.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And, you know, looking at this particular interview, I just want to let you guys know, sometimes I wonder if the CGI world goes both ways. Because and I'm not saying negative things about President Trump. I'm just saying this looks awkward to me as I look at his neck. If you guys look at his neck right here, look around his collar area, and let me zoom in just a little bit so you catch on to what I'm saying here. As the interview plays out, remember it's on camera, you can see how the neck just kind of just crosses over the collar in a strange way. You see that? How it just crosses over. It's not like a natural skin touching the collar type deal. It looks like it's just almost like a CGI cut over the collar. And so just a little thing that I noticed, because sometimes I think with President Trump being under protection and everything that's happening to him, you've got to sometimes bring these out, have the correct voicing interview and everything done, but get the word out to the people. I'm not saying they're faking it, just saying that sometimes they catch on to these things. So, of course, Judge Judy was actually out there defending President Trump on the Communist News Network.
Trump was indicted in 4 separate cases, and his legal strategy was pretty clear. He wanted to push all of the trials past the election. That kind of effort to just use procedural motions, whatever, is that the justice system working, or is it the justice system being manipulated?
I would be happier as someone who owns property in Manhattan if the district attorney of New York County would take care of criminals who were making it impossible for citizens to walk in the streets and use the subway, to use his efforts to keep those people off the street, than to spend $5 million or $10 million of taxpayers' money trying Donald Trump on this nonsense. That's my view.
Pretty good, huh? Pretty good. And so that's good to see. I mean, we've got this convicted felon, right, President Trump? We share this these shirts that we've got for you. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. We've got different colors on this shirt that we put together at amweknow.com or shop.amweknow.com. If you guys are voting for a convicted felon, you can wear this. It's got AmWeKnow on the front, and I'm voting for a convicted felon on the back. Really cool for you to capture this particular thing. And so as this all plays out, Supreme Court's been acting kind of strange too, deciding a very important case on Donald Trump. Other strange things too is they changed their schedule around, but catch this.
Yeah, there's 21 cases left in the Supreme Court's term. We're going to get a few of those later this morning. We don't know which ones, unfortunately. But the biggest one left, of course, is that one involving former President Donald Trump and whether he is immune from prosecution for his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Separately, the court's got another case on whether Trump, along with Several hundred other January 6 defendants can be charged with obstruction. That carries a 20-year prison sentence. There's also another case on abortion coming off the court's recent decision that refused to limit the availability of that so-called abortion pill. This one looks at abortion access and emergency room care. And then there's another gun case. Last week, the justices said it was up to Congress to ban bump stocks, but they still have to decide this case about a gun ban for people who are under domestic violence restraining orders. There are also big cases on social media and free speech. There's a challenge to a bankruptcy plan involving a big company that is considered responsible for the opioid crisis and whether that can go forward. I mean, all of this, Tony, and more coming up this week and the following week. They're hoping to wrap up by early July.
And so this outcome could happen any day now, as the case will determine if Trump, 45, is immune from prosecution for his so-called efforts to overturn the election during January 6th. Can you believe it? Just one thing after another, lining up perfectly. I wish the Supreme Court would take on some other things, you know, like this 5G EMF radiation receiving little to no attention. Doctors and scientists are on record, you know, with evidence claiming it's acts as a type 1 carcinogen. You know, even your phones and all these things, the what's basically happening to your body. I wish that they would look at this too.
Area and physiological effects on the nervous system and on the immune system.
Radiation from radio frequencies is classed in the same category of carcinogens as lead.
It's 10.
One advisor to the World Health Organization said there's enough evidence that if they were to re-evaluate radio frequency radiation,
it would be placed in class 1, i.e., a human carcinogen, and governments could not possibly ignore that.
Some say the scientific debate about the health effects of microwave radiation is over, but the question remains, can we afford to take this risk? Medical doctors are requesting delayed deployment until testing can be conducted on the long-term biological effects of 5G technology.
Area and physiological effects.
And so this it's been something I think the Supreme Court should look at too. But in the meantime, we've got something for you that'll help protect you, and definitely hope you check this out. Folks, you're having trouble sleeping, you're having some headaches and some more things going on with you physically in your body, you don't know what's going on, you probably something with your cell phones or Wi-Fi or other electronic devices like 5G causing you problems. Well, there's a product from Fix the World Morocco that will help you out. They have devices that have composites of shungite, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders all encased in an epoxy resin. When the resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy called orgone. Well, this energy field was discovered, studied by late scientist Dr. Reich, and there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that were included in the research documentation section of their website. Well, when used in your environment, the devices they created transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs, that come from 5G, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, electronic devices, into healthy, life-preserving energy. Many people have become sensitive to EMFs, which can cause a number of health issues. You got to use these products in your environment. They can protect you from EMF toxicity and help to restore a harmonious environment that aids in better health and well-being. We've got it. Folks, I'm sleeping better. I used to have pain in the middle top part of my head. It's gone since I received these products. I have them on my phone. I have them all over my house now. It is helping me so much with pain relief, growth in plants. It actually helps with food preservation, better mental clarity, and overall calming effect. Go in the description box below, ftwproject.com/REF/532. I know that's a lot to say, but just go below this video, below the podcast, click on that link, and order your products today, folks. You will not be disappointed.
I don't think people really appreciate how bad Biden's poll numbers are. When you look at them, it's like walking down your grandmother naked. You can't unsee them, no matter how hard you try.
Yep, so there's News Nation showing you this old guy that used to work around the Clintons. He's out there saying, man, these numbers just look bad for Biden. But if you head over to Fox News, Charlie Kirk's showing, he's been studying the Fox News poll that they put out. And it's got, he's concluded it's a complete outlier. They have Joe Biden winning rural R-U-R-A-L. That's hard to say. Voters, 50 to 48% over Trump. There's no way. There's no way that's possible. Men, 41% for Biden, 56% for Trump. Rural, R-U-R-A-L. Voters, 50% over Trump, 50. That is unbelievable that they would put those numbers out. President Trump had something to say about this. The latest Fox News poll is trash. They used a biased Democrat-leaning sample of voters, polling more Biden 2020 voters than Trump 2020 voters to skew the results in favor of Crooked Joe. I'm leading big in virtually every other poll, including in all of the key battleground states, like Wisconsin, where I just held a massive rally, and Pennsylvania, where I will be on Saturday. Also, the number one issue in this country is not protecting democracy. It is inflation and immigration. If it is protecting democracy, Trump is your best choice because Crooked Joe Biden is the greatest threat to democracy in history with his open border and weaponization of our justice system against his political opponent, me. Fox News polls have never treated me or MAGA fairly. Don't worry. We will win. Fox News should get rid of Paul Ryan and get a new pollster, but they won't. That's pretty good. You know, Grasshopper was in there showing some of these comms that basically happened with President Trump. You know, he put out no tax on tips at 11:37. If you look at the timestamp of 11:37 and go to the cue board, you'll find out that it says, cue, can you double confirm the number 17 was regarding the jerseys? Well, that one has perfect example of why we're here. Thank you, Patriot. Thank you all. That's a perfect example of why we're here, to get rid of what? Taxes on tips. Taxes on income tax gone. That'd be nice. 1154 also was dropped that the RNC is fighting for voter ID and absentee ballot safeguards in North Carolina. And 1154 is the timestamp. Go to 1154 on the keyboard. It says perfect example why we're here. Thank you, Patriot. Thank you all. We're here to protect the election. We're here to get in and take care of we the people. Of course, the mainstream media set their bar so low for this debate for Joe Biden that's coming up that if he gets up there and doesn't hurt himself, won't soil himself, then the media will declare it a win.
Well, President Trump is very excited about this debate. However, the mainstream media has also set the bar so low for this debate for Joe Biden, Jesse, that if he gets up there and doesn't soil himself and doesn't fumble and bumble over every word he says, then the media is going to declare this a win for Joe Biden. President Trump knows what he's getting into with CNN. This is going to be a three-on-one debate with three people who have not treated him fairly, have lied about him. But he's ready, and it shows his commitment to deliver his winning message to the American public that he's willing to go on CNN. And the real question for Joe Biden's victory is going to be whether he can stand up there and defend his abysmal policies. Can he defend his record high inflation crisis? Can he defend his wide open border invasion that is leading to a loss of life across this country? That will define how well Joe Biden does in this debate.
Yep, we're going to be talking about the border a little bit later in this broadcast, but in the meantime, Fox, even though they have bad polls, I do like it when they go to Man on the Street to basically show what's going on with people's thoughts on Biden. Check this out.
What's up with Joe Biden wandering around looking confused all the time?
He's old.
He's pretty, like, kind of slow right now.
You sound dumb.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
That's his nature. Happy Juneteenth, everyone.
Okay, let's talk about Juneteenth.
Joe Biden was at a Juneteenth event at the White House. Everybody was dancing, having a good time, and he was frozen.
He was. They forgot to turn him on.
Why isn't he moving?
Is he okay? Joe Biden.
Looks like a glitch a little bit.
There's more important things that we should be criticizing him for.
What are those?
There's a genocide happening on the other side of the planet.
And this guy doesn't understand any of that? How can he not understand that?
At the G7, yeah. Joe Biden wandered off into a field away from all the foreign leaders all by himself. And then the Italian prime minister had to pull him back.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
What the f-? This is weird.
I feel very uncomfortable, to be honest, that someone like that is in power.
And then he puts the sunglasses on because he's like,
I have no idea what people actually want to see.
What do you want to see?
I want to see a free Palestine.
Yes.
At a fundraiser, Biden and Obama were on stage, and Obama had to grab Joe by the hand and escort him off the stage.
I don't think Joe Biden know English.
True, international suffered the pressure.
Why do they keep having to escort him places?
It looks like he's his caretaker.
That's not himself. I think he died 2 years ago.
I see dead people.
Oh, my goodness. I think he died 2 years ago. Hey, that's coming from a young guy. That shows you that the Great Awakening's happening in more places than we can handle. Of course, they had a long talk with some liberals and more. And, just keeps playing for everyone to see. You guys want to see some of these things that I show you, just head below the video and you're going to find out that I put just about everything I show you with links. So you can grab it, share it on social media yourself, and tell people what you're finding out. Even better are the things that we find out from the Intel board. I just love it. Just love this board. President Trump puts out, all Biden can do is talk about his weaponized witch hunt trials against me because his administration has been such a failure. Never happened in our country before. And so he has an extra space in there. Just to throw that in there, 28 spaces. You got to count the number of spaces. And so Grasshopper does count the number of spaces and catches 28. And well, 28 says, what must be completed to engage the military intelligence over other three-letter agencies? Huh. Weaponized witch hunt trials against President Trump. What has to be completed to engage and get out of this? And then there's laughter. Trump has had military intelligence infiltrate Antifa and all the dissenting local governments, always 5 steps ahead. Boom. Well done. Picture being painted. Well, it's interesting because that 831 drop that President Trump said Biden is causing this weaponized witch hunt trial, he posted that at 831. 831 on the board says misspellings matter, sentence formation matters, learn. So that gets people to look at the sentence formation. That was what made Grasshopper count the number of spaces because 831 told him to count the spaces. He counted the spaces and came up with 28, and that's the message that we have. Don't you just love these guys? Wake up is real, and it's happening. It makes you wonder, you know, with all talk about the military intelligence and more. I've been noticing in the news, there's been a lot of chatter about, I think it was somebody stating, we need to send all of the Marines over to Japan to defend against this attack and, you know, from China, right? And then you've got other calls of sending our troops over to Israel, right? And then you've got other calls from politicians saying, send our troops to the Ukraine. Well, if they send our troops out of our country, what are we going to do about all these illegals that are coming into our country? What if something bad happens? Well, this man makes a good point. I caught this a long time ago. Many of you already knew and thought like this. It just shows you he's using his particular gift, sharing it on social media and letting folks know how he feels.
Am I the only one that finds it weird that they brought all of these people from across the border into the United States, yet they're automatically registering all of our young people to fly out of the United States to go to war? Is this like something that you guys are not seeing? Am I the only person seeing this? So if war breaks out here in America with all of these people that are hiding within the country, but yet they say that they're going to war with some other country and everybody flies out of the country that's 18 to 26 years old, which has now been mandated as an automatic register. What are we supposed to do? We already know you TikTokers are not going to go to war here in America for any reason. You TikTokers, you Call of Duty players, all of you people dressing like, you know, your tight, skinny jeans these days, we know you're not going to help protect America. So seems to me that these people have set us up.
Yeah, very interesting, right? The folks will see this playing out and say, wait a minute, why are they doing this to us? Well, no fear. No fear at all, because remember President Trump, when he gave his inauguration speech in January 20th, 2017, one of my favorite clips of all time was him talking, and while he's talking with his particular message, the military stands right behind him.
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning. Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth.
So he says that we're giving it back to we, the people. We are giving it back. And he says we, as the military stands right behind him. Of course, many folks caught that on both sides he has the military JAG, Judge Advocates group, on one side, and military intelligence, I believe, on the other side. And he says, we are giving it back to we, the people. Remember, after Biden's fake inauguration, January 18th, 2021, you had the transition to military power basically slip up from this soldier as they were talking.
Saying what the current threat level is, do you have what you need in place to counter it?
Good morning, sir. I do believe we have everything. If I can first say happy holiday for Dr. Martin Luther King, and please allow me to say how proud I am of the almost 25,000 National Guardsmen who have come in from all 50 states and territories to help support the Secret Service and the police departments that with a peaceful transition of military power.
Peaceful transition of military power. Do you think that he slipped up? You guys let me know below this video how you feel about that, remember? My thought is because of all the training that we had in public affairs, I was in that particular training group, Defense Information School, for much of my career. I had to train folks in this and show young Marines and sailors and soldiers and airmen basically how to handle the media, how to answer questions. And we always have three or four talking points that we would hold on to, and then we'd rehearse them over and over again. So when we went on national news media groups, we'd know what to say. Therefore, he didn't slip up. He knew what he was told to say. Steve Bannon, you guys know, Trump ally, they said he has to surrender to prison by July 1st to start contempt sentence, judge says. Longtime ally of former President Trump must report to prison July 1st. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols in Washington granted the Justice Department's request to make Bannon begin his prison term after a federal appeals court panel last month upheld his contempt of Congress conviction. Bannon is expected to seek a stay of the judge's order, which could delay his surrender date. Now, this is very important, how this is playing out. I'm going to show you why it's important in a moment. Before we get there, I wanted to show you that we're at andweknow.com, folks. That's our website, andweknow.com. You can find all of our social media there. You can contact us and send your photos through the contact site of you wearing the gear. You can see all of our videos. You can actually reach out to us and subscribe to our newsletter and so much more. You can actually find all of our gear also at shop.andweknow.com. And I believe we had something new there, but just remember that we have this particular site for you so that you can grab anything that that you might need that you're willing to show off to the public and wear proudly and let them know that you listen to this channel. And I believe that we've got some new gear up for July 4th that you want to grab onto. And so I want to show you some of the new things that they sent out here recently. If you guys go to our site, you'll see the what's new. We've got our new Bible verse, Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good. And we've got our bags and totes and so much more, shirts, hats, you name it. And we've got our basically flag collection for you. You can see the flag tote, the flag logo women's tee, the flag logo hoodie, and men's Patriot pack, and so much more. So hope you check that out. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
The precedent has been set, though, Cash, that you get indicted and have to face jail time. Look at Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
And even though I believe it was wrong, I think Steve Bannon had actually executive privilege here. And so there's now a precedent where they better follow these subpoenas, or else a defiance of a congressional subpoena can mean jail time. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. But here's where that we have a Department of Justice that is a two-tier system of justice.
No, of course, obviously, yes.
But here's the kicker. When you have a Department of Justice that you cannot rely on to fulfill a congressional subpoena and force people who violate it, Congress actually has this thing called inherent contempt of Congress powers, which means the Speaker of the House can send the Sergeant at Arms out and go and arrest anyone that defies a congressional subpoena.
Wow.
Now, if you want to see whether these Republicans actually have backbone, that's the law.
Now, hold on, slow down. So we got 45 seconds. I've never heard that before. Let's say Fauci defies a subpoena.
Yeah. He can be arrested by the Sergeant at Arms and held in detention.
Where?
Well, there are jail cells at the bottom of the Capitol building. People don't know that, but they're there.
You're blowing my mind, Cash. You got my mind thinking here. People say they're never get arrested. We'll see. I did not know that.
Yeah. So even though the stuff plays out on one side, when it all flips on them and folks are so used to these other subpoenas basically falling apart and they keep grabbing the good guys, when the bad guys finally start grabbing them, be like, hey, remember what you guys did to us for years and years and years? Well, it's time for you to pay for your crimes. Part of the crime network would be opening our borders and allowing these illegals to come in. Migrants were charged with the murder of a 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare, released into U.S. just weeks ago. Police in Houston arrested two migrants from Venezuela for the murder of the 12-year-old, who was lured away from her home, strangled, and dumped in a bayou. One of the suspects crossed the border illegally less than a month before the shocking murder, was released into the U.S. after claiming he feared for his life if he was sent back to his home country. Trump War Room showed us the fact that May's 170,000-plus border encounters is a 185% increase from the average number of May apprehensions during the Trump administration. All this playing out, and then you head over to MSDNC. They're doing all they can to protect all these illegals, not legal, but illegals coming in, and they actually chuckle when they're told about the killing of children.
Great, citizens.
But there's a lot of fear-mongering.
There's a lot of fear-mongering. Absolutely.
And they call it fear-mongering. So somebody's dead, and they call it fear-mongering.
You know, and I think it's kind of remarkable that the polls I look at, the national polls, actually Americans still support immigrants.
Yeah.
They support immigration.
And that's a lie. We're going to show you those polls in a moment.
It's just that they would like to see a system that actually works and that can keep them safe
yeah.
and secure. And all of us want that. And, you know, I've been working on this issue for 20 years since
yes.
before I came to Congress
yes.
in the streets as an activist.
Let me show you the this is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. Was our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner, migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have
that's
a lot
of the
fear-mongering.
Exactly. And yeah. that we know that when people have economic
insecurity. So they laugh at the migrant arrested for raping a 13-year-old New York City girl. They laugh. They think it's funny. How could they tell the truth about that particular situation? Ha, ha, ha. Joe Biden's America, five illegals arrested in kidnapping a 14-year-old girl from her Indiana home. President Trump said, we now have a Biden migrant killing. It's only going to get worse, and it's all crooked Joe Biden's fault. He's a disgrace to the office of president. He's a disgrace to America. I look forward to seeing him at the fake debate on Thursday. Let him explain why he has allowed millions of people to come into our country illegally. Let's go a step further.
So we understand that former President Trump made a phone call this afternoon to Rachel Morin's mother to offer his deepest condolences on her tragic murder. That is according to the family's attorney. The 37-year-old mother of five was raped and killed on a jogging trail in Maryland in last August. Investigators say that the suspect is a migrant wanted for another murder in El Salvador. So he found his way to our side of the border, crossed illegally last year. And Rachel's mother says that she was asked if she had heard from current President Joe Biden, and she said no, she had not. Of course,
it's got to be President Trump that reaches out. And so how do you square amnesty with illegals, with polls that show two-thirds of Americans support mass criminal illegal alien deportations? Remember the lies about, oh, these people, America supports these illegals now.
And yet, Tom, a lot of voters seem to think it's not the smart thing to do. CBS News polling recently found that 62% of Americans are in favor of a national program to deport all undocumented immigrants, all 11 million of them. So how much support do you think there would be for the White House plan that was announced today?
I'd love to sit down with your polling team and show them how they've gotten this wrong.
Let me show you, CBS, how you've gotten this wrong, even though you guys are a bunch of liars, too. 62% favor getting these folks out, gone. 38% oppose, and that's from a CBS News poll out of all places. Sort of shocked they even let that one out. Huh. Of course, you head over to this guy. Here we go.
President Biden, he campaigned on making a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system. Do you believe that that has been accomplished?
We work at that every single day across the Department of Homeland Security, across our administration, with our partners to the south and around the world. We have established more lawful, safe, and orderly pathways than any other administration, and we are working every day to strengthen the security of our border.
Yeah, sure he is. So we work every day for lawful crossing of the border. Nope, unlawful. That would be Mayorkas lying and actually admitting they're just, we're doing everything we can every day to let these folks in. That's what we do on MSDNC.
And we are
and so it lets all the liberals that watch that particular channel, gets them all excited. I wonder if it gets folks excited in California. When you register to vote, it lets you click boxes saying you don't have a driver's license or social security number and lets you proceed to register to vote.
The idea that someone would actually vote illegally with the penalties that are in place.
It happens all the time, Senator. It happens all the time. You're just saying it's not widespread. I'm saying we don't know how spread it is because we don't detect it. I'm on the website for the state of California to register to vote. On the section that has where you put in your driver's license, your last four of your social, there's a box underneath each one that says, I don't have one. And then you're allowed to proceed to go to vote. So this idea that you're not allowed to register to vote unless you present some sort of identification is not accurate. It's not true. It's not being implemented in the state of California. Additionally, people are being registered to vote at the DMV. And we already know based on audits that the DMV has improperly registered people to vote, including illegal immigrants. And we have immunity in place that says if the DMV registers someone who is not eligible, they're immune from prosecution. So I don't believe we have sufficient safeguards in place that detect and prevent people from committing voter fraud.
Oh, way to go, DMV, California. They figured it out. Hey, when they come in to get their license, put them on the registration to vote. They don't have to be citizens. Man. Oh, these beings that must sit down with Satan and their demonic others. Who knows? Maybe they use Ouija boards or little pentagrams on the floor or whatever. But man, they sure do get their information and they figure it all out and finagle. One of those demons showed up on Fox News, and I was kind of shocked that this news anchor actually brought these things up. Yeah, this guy, Cavuto. Here we go.
I am wondering, though, isn't the better solution, and maybe it addresses what you're doing here, Secretary, to just shut down the border entirely? Just lock it down. That's what Donald Trump wants to do. What do you say?
Well, my concern
today is with fentanyl trafficking, drug trafficking, and I'd say the
most effective thing. But if it's shut down, you know what I mean, Secretary? If it's shut down entirely, then there goes the trafficking.
Right? If you shut down the border entirely, then you can stop the fentanyl.
Well, look, the most impactful tool we have is to put in place sophisticated drug detection equipment. And that's what President Biden has done, is not to shut down the border entirely.
Oh, don't shut the border down. Just, you know, leave it open. We're just going to have the drug guys out there, you know, trying to figure out who's got the fentanyl, who doesn't, as they come through illegally. Because we need their votes so I can stay in power. Oh, my goodness. The same Yellen. Under scrutiny from Cavuto, out of all people. We know they have controlled opposition, controlled media and more, but just interesting that they would allow this information out. But maybe it's part of the, you know, letting the folks realize that Biden isn't really as good as they think he is so that they can replace him. Who knows? Because they're making him look pretty bad with this.
But he keeps saying it was 9% when he took office. You're the top money person in the White House, and you know that was not the case. Have you ever tried to pull him aside and say, Mr. President, just so you know, inflation was not that high when you took office?
It wasn't 9%. Did you realize that, Biden? To realize it was only 1.9%, I believe. 1.4%. Oh, even lower. So don't you sit down with them and let them know? You're supposed to advise them.
Well, look, the pandemic had hit the economy, hit America and the world with full force at the time that President Biden assumed office. And
which is why it was so low, right? Which is why it was so low when he took office. So I know the bad factors behind that and what was going on, and you're quite right to point that out. But he doesn't. He doesn't say that.
Well, inflation hit 9% at its peak.
16 months after he took office.
Yep, 16 months after Biden walked in the office, it shot up to 9.1%, showing you just who these folks really are. And then you go down to the normal world of all of us as we go shopping. And this was posted.
Just leaving Walmart, and we just bought a couple of things. And I'll show you my receipt. Look. How do I flip it around?
Do you see that number? It cost us $103. That's what we got.
$103, and that's all they got. Some honeycombs and really small bags of tiny food, probably enough to feed you for maybe a family of four for, I don't know, some snacks and stuff. Maybe for 3 or 4 days. Oof. That impact on all of us, we've been feeling it. And it's ugly. And if people haven't realized by now how good things were before Biden walked in the office, well, how good things were in realizing, wait a minute, my voting does have consequences. Wait a minute, illegal votes do have consequences. I don't know what it is, but I tell you what, one way to make up for all this, imagine if you had a whole bunch of silver, if you bought it from, you know, 15, 20, 25 years ago. You know, the worth would be so much better, right? Today, you could turn that into money and go out and shop, right? It would be just really good for you. I learned a lot from Dr. Kirk Elliott as we converted our IRA from dollars to silver. And then since we've done that, I mean, silver's shot up this past year. So our IRA is looking good as it continues to grow in that area. It's pretty cool. But we had a great interview this past Sunday, if you guys missed it. Built-in demand for U.S. currencies fading. Saudi Arabia, 50-year petrodollar exit. Precious metals, biblical shift that we're seeing there. A lot of folks are giving him a call, but you can go to amwenow.com/gold, and he'll take care of you. Dr. Kirk Elliott, his team, they're absolutely amazing. Biblical model for all. And I just hope that you have a chance to just reach out to them and let them know what's going on, any questions that you have. And it's just amazing. I love his updates. We have another one coming this Sunday. Hope you guys check that out. Here's a clip from that.
He also tells us about the mark of the beast, so we know about it, so we can have the choice to accept it or not accept it, right? And it's like there's all these things that start to manifest themselves in our lives, which is why I want to shout it from the rooftops. And I know that there's going to be people that agree and disagree with my eschatology. It's like, I don't know.
Right.
You know, but what I do know is that God didn't create robots. He wants us to have freedom in our choices. So then we can be blessed because of our choices. I mean, this is throughout his word. It's interwoven through it all the time. And you know
what? And so it's amazing because he has two doctorate degrees. One of them is in theology, and love it when he turns the table and shows us biblically how we can move forward in our lives, especially when it comes to money. It's absolutely amazing. So wanted to get back into, you know, since we're in this month, this Pride Month, how do folks feel? TPUSA had the front lines, and they went out to interview folks on the street about their feelings about this push towards LGBT and more.
What do you think about pride flags being flown in elementary school rooms?
All honesty, I don't support it at all. No. I look at it as very sinful, actually. No, we're not happy about that.
I think it's not a good thing to teach children because it doesn't correspond to reality. It's a clash of worldviews, right? So I understand the worldview of the people that believe it, and it's the new civil rights to them. But the problem is it's not true.
Parents can make the decision what they teach their kids. However, like, we follow the Bible and don't believe that it's biblical, and that's not something that we're going to teach in our home.
I mean, it's getting harder each year. It just exposes more and more and makes it look normal when it's not normal.
I think the only way you can understand something is to know about it and to make it normal. And I think the more exposure you give to people helps normalize other people.
And do you have any kids yourself?
No, not yet.
I'm with six kids, I can tell you that honestly, if you show them the rest of life and how to do their math and take care of their rooms and take care of themselves, be respectful of others, that's what's really important. That's going to stick with them through their lives, not these agendas.
The children that you birthed, are they going to be allowed to choose their gender?
Well, they can choose what God chose for them.
So no gender transitions, no children identifying as cats or anything?
No. Oh, goodness, I hope not.
Are you guys going to let your kids pick their gender, or was it decided at birth?
We don't let them pick their species. We've decided they're human, and their gender is also not up for discussion.
She was
born. How about that, huh?
A girl, she's a girl. My son was born a boy, he's a boy.
Do you think it's become overkill the last couple years?
So think if we go to Wisconsin, Marxist propaganda in the schools there, required curriculum for fourth graders in Superior School District, Wisconsin. They're teaching sex is assigned at birth by your doctor, but the doctor may have been wrong.
Aww. Hi, baby. Are you a boy or a girl?
Funny you should ask, Sid. One of the first things they check when a new baby is born is what kind of body parts they have. They do that to determine a baby's sex. Most of the time, it's easy to determine, and sometimes it's more complicated.
This one has a penis. It's a boy! This one has a vulva. It's a girl! Congratulations!
Whoa! Let's hit the brakes, people. The way your body looks on the outside is only part of the story.
Huh? What?
Stay with me, gang. This is important. Hi, little one! Your sex refers to your physical body parts, remember? But there is also something called gender, which is how you feel inside your body and who you know yourself to be. And your gender, how you feel on the inside, doesn't always match the sex you were called when you were born.
Okay.
Let's say you were born with a penis and you feel like a boy inside. In that case, your sex and your gender match.
Well, what if you were born with a penis and you know you're a girl inside? Not a boy.
Then your sex and your gender don't match.
There you go. It goes a lot longer, but I think you guys got the gist of this. Anybody out there been jumping into homeschool lately? Anybody out there talking to teachers who maybe you could put your team of parents together and hire teachers that are in the school system and say, come on over, we want to pay you as a group of families to teach our children so we can get them out of these indoctrination centers? The sickness continues. Even a TikToker who's been pretending to be a woman previously talked about his, you know what, posted a video targeting little children. this video is targeted for children under 5.
Hi, friends. Today we're going to talk about something super important, what it means to be transgender.
So I don't want to play the whole thing. Basically asked, do you feel like a boy, girl, or a little bit of both? Do you have your answer? Great. And then says, I want you to imagine that everyone keeps telling you that you're something else, even though in your heart you know who you are. The Bible says that our heart is deceitfully wicked, folks, if you go look it up. There's no doubt that they are coming after your children. That's the stuff that plays out all the time. And I was kind of shocked to even see this, that Alanis Morissette admits the music industry is run by elite pedos. They're all child R-A-P-I-S-T-S, rapists. In a documentary called Jagged, which premieres Jagged, J-A-G-G-E-D, which premieres Tuesday at the Toronto International Film Festival, 47-year-old Morissette claims the entertainment industry is run by the elite pedos. That's right. And they abuse children. How about that? According to Morissette, she's forced to have you-know-what with multiple men in the entertainment industry when she was just a teenager. She said it took her years in therapy even to admit that there had been any kind of victimization. I would always say I was consenting, and then I'd be reminded, like, hey, you were 15, you're not consenting. All of this playing out. Sunday Times said almost every woman in the music industry has been assaulted, harassed, raped, and this is more in music even though film, even than film. She added, though, that women who want to speak out face the threat of losing their job, reputation, or not being believed. Every day we're dealing with demonic beings. Every day we're dealing with this type of behavior and more, and we know that they can't stand them. We know that there are issues that play out in our world every single day. We have the military personnel. They're going to give them lab-grown meat in their ration packs as Pentagon bosses scratch around for ways to reduce their impact on climate change. Biomade is a pioneer in bioengineering company. Came up with an idea after receiving $500 million in Defense Department funding to reduce the carbon footprint. They're going to roll out a cell-based meat left a nasty taste in the mouth of veterans who have accused Pentagon bosses of treating frontline soldiers like lab rats. Lab rats. Sound familiar? We were all treated like lab rats.
I'm meeting with a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I think if you're not a conspiracy theorist by now, you're not paying attention.
You are often described that way. Does it rattle you?
Well, it was probably a time when it would have done, but I've gone through this process in the last 4 years of realizing that I spent the first 50-some years of my life believing and trusting a certain worldview.
Yes.
That with COVID and everything thereafter, all of that fell apart. It's like picking a thread on a tapestry. The whole thing just fell away into... And once you lose all of the things that you had taken for granted and trusted, then I suppose, almost by definition, you're in territory that the others who aren't on the same path as you would call conspiracy theorists. But it's really just, you think, well, if I think now that they were lying to me about that and that and that, were they telling me the truth about anything at all?
Yes.
And you're aware that some of it must be true, but it's early yet. I've only been in this revelatory process. You know, the scales have only fallen from my eyes. My naive trust that I placed in the establishment and in the institutions that I had placed in them without really thinking about it terribly much.
Yes, and all of that played out in all of our lives. Many went out and said, you know what? I'm going to get my jab. And right after they get their jab, very young people, they die suddenly. Another one, I got my jab. Died suddenly. You go through COVID BC excess deaths on Telegram, you'll catch all of these. We've gone through them in detail, and we pray for these families, and we hope for miracles that all this stuff will be removed out of their body. But it's just one thing that we've had to deal with from these elites who have tried all they can to take us out, and all they can to take President Trump out. Now, I promised you at the beginning that I'd have more for you on this wake up of the PGA Tour, but I thought, you know what? It was more than just the PGA Tour for Mark Lai. Mark Lai got on this show, this golf podcast show. I put in the description box below for you to catch it. And man, he was unraveling more than just golf and the PGA Tour. Listen to this as we come to a close. Remember, we all have an opportunity, even golfers, even this broadcaster who was on the Golf Channel for years. He's like, you know what? I'm going on a show and I'm going to, even though it's about golf and PGA Tour and live and all that, I'm going to unload some truth.
A ton of money.
Trump Turnberry.
They're
here we
all
go.
Ganging up on Trump. They're not all... just the PGA Tour. Not just them, but the RNA. They, because of Donald Trump, decided to take Turnberry out of the Rota. Now, I played in two events over there. The Open Championship the year that Tom Watson beat Jack Nicklaus. It was called the Week in the Sun or whatever it was called. Great historic event. Great event. I thought that place was magical. And it was going through some rough times, and they've had the Open there since. Remember when Tom Watson lost to Stuart Sink in the playoff, bogeyed the last hole, hitting a perfect. You know, there's a lot of history there and some great championships that were held in Turnberry. But they would rather cancel an event or take that tournament or that course out of the Rota because Donald Trump owns it. And I just say, where is it going here? You know, where do we draw the line? So that's why the alliance with LIV, you know, that's the alliance. The alliance is LIV says, look, we want everybody, you know.
LIV is Live Golf, in case you guys didn't know. LIV is Live Golf. LIV is actually 54 in the Roman numerals, which is 54 holes of golf. Just to let you know.
We want to play around the world. We want to do this. We want to do that. We don't want to keep this thing political.
And
the tour is so political, it's not even funny. They even had a tournament that benefited the Clinton Foundation.
Woo.
How about that? 1 year. Who knows what deals were made there to have the Clinton Foundation a benefactor of a PGA Tour event.
But
could you see that happening with Donald Trump?
Wow. What a great message to bring just to a simple golf chat.
I don't think so.
We are on the 1 year anniversary.
And so I'm going to go to the 23rd minute here, if I can get there to this part right about here. And we're getting close to closing, folks. But I wanted to share this part, too, that I thought was really interesting right about here. Here we go.
In this community, expected to be anti-Trump, just like the late night talk show Jimmy Kimmel type guys. Do you basically have to be anti-Donald J. Trump to be on these shows?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, you do. The only one that you don't have to be, you know, kiss the ring is Gutfeld. You know, he'll take anyone on there. And he's funny. He's killing those other guys on late night stuff. I think it's just accepted that you have to be a Trump trash talker to get a part in a movie, to get notoriety, and to be respected in the film industry. I mean, that's basically your calling card. And if you go the other way, it's like you have to be extremely good, like Caviezel, Jim Caviezel, you know, and Mel Gibson. These guys are great actors. And because they're, you know, and John Voight, these guys are outspoken. Kevin Sorbo, Clint Eastwood, you know, they've been outspoken against the left for a long time and their antics. And so those guys I'm naming are one of very few that are in business in the film industry that are still around. If you don't kiss the ring, so to speak, for the left, you're not going to
bring this up, you know, in terms of the merger when it first was going down.
So there we go. Kiss the ring, he calls it. And I just thought, you know, this guy probably watches a lot of Truth or Channels because he had some great information. He had to get it from somewhere. And it kind of takes me back to, again, why Bryson DeChambeau is such an important part of this wake-up call. And he probably doesn't even realize it. Probably doesn't watch this channel or any other channels that are trying to wake people up. Who knows? Then I'd love to meet him, play golf with him, but I know that'll be impossible, only possible with the Lord. But again, reminding you that he gave his life. He says that his Heavenly Father is the one that takes care of him. And he's got a channel on YouTube. It's called Bryson DeChambeau. And he's already up to 755,000 subscribers. And most of his content, I watched a video the other day, if you look at the thumbnails, if you're watching your screen, they are geared towards younger generations. Look at this. Can I beat Horvat with $200 thrift store clubs? Can I break 50 with a long drive champion? Can I challenge GM Golf to a match with Hickory clubs? Walmart clubs. And the thumbnails are set up in kind of more of a younger generation look. And so he's got an impact on the younger generation. So when they go out to look for him and they want to talk to him, and he riled up the crowd and got them together, and he says, you know, to these young people, your relationship with the Lord is more important than anything else, more important than golf. So he went through a big change the past 2 years, folks. And it's all of us, right? All of us, we say, you know what? I'm going to make a change. I'm going to start a YouTube channel, and I'm going to get this thing out there, and we're going to work hard on it and get people to understand who I am and who I am as a person. And he changed people. Man, the crowds were out there supporting him. Gets us back to the Word of God. Pepe Deluxe, I fully understand some of you pagans don't like the Ten Commandments in schools. Remember, they're bringing them back into some schools in some states. The separation of church and state was to keep the state out of the church affairs, not vice versa. You need to read the Ten Commandments if you aren't a Christian, because we are a Christian nation and you need to be reminded of what is good and bad. Yeah, they're trying to change the narrative right across the country, these infiltrators of our country, the politicians and more. And I think they're trying to get rid of any thought whatsoever of God Almighty. Not your fuzzy feelings. God's people have that in their hearts. All our laws and government are built around the Ten Commandments. And that's true. And you know what? Judgment starts in the house of the Lord, folks, first. And you know, the church is not a building. The church is really, if you go through Scripture and you translate it, the church is a body of believers. But too many people think that the building, that's God's house. No, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? And I tell you what, if there's anything, we need the Ten Commandments scripted on our hearts. I need it. We all need it. And lately, I don't know if you guys noticed, but a lot of big name pastors are being exposed almost daily. Tony Evans is one of them recently. Big names are dropping. Ten Commandments, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol. You shall not take the name of God in vain. Anybody out there cuss in the name of Jesus? Any of you use the GD word? Any of us out there ever been guilty of that? Mm-hmm. We all have. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sabbath is Saturday. A lot of people think it's Sunday, but if you go back and you look at your scriptures and do your research, you'll find out it's a little different than that. And there's a better meaning to it than just abiding by it perfectly. Jesus came to fulfill the law. Honor your father and your mother. Oh, so big. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not lie. You shall not covet. You know what this is, folks? It's a mirror. And we stare at this and we realize how flawed we are. That's what the Ten Commandments are. It shows us just how difficult it is to be perfect. And these aren't just the Ten Commandments. There's 613 laws in the Old Testament, folks, if you wanted to really find out how many laws that God placed on us. And it's not to hurt us, but just to expose us to how difficult it is to be perfect. It's impossible. The only person ever reaching perfection was Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He was born of a virgin, Mary, and at the age of 30, he took off, got to his disciples, and next thing you know, he's healing folks and They marvel at his teachings. And he actually makes the Ten Commandments even more difficult by stating, if you have hate in your heart for someone else, for your brother, you have already committed murder in your heart. If you had looked at a woman with lust, you have already committed adultery in your heart. He made it even harder so that we'd realize that we need a Savior, because he also said you have to be perfect like my Father in heaven is perfect. Any of you out there perfect? I'm not. But that perfection line was met by Jesus Christ, who was sent for us, God's only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Let's never forget that.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the reminder of how amazing your grace and mercy is on our lives. For the reminder that you and you alone cared about us so much that you sent your Son. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your constant guiding through these really strange days on this earth. We were all asleep. You've perfectly woken us up. The exposure of all of the things that we've been watching play out are happening in church buildings. They're happening across politicians. They're happening across this earth. And just the damage that's being done to their lives for the deception on all of us has been unbelievable. We ask and we pray for those that have fallen, especially on the biblical side. So much trust and things are placed there. Lord, we know. You know. And we know that you also state that your grace is sufficient for us. And we can come boldly before your throne. If we confess our sins, you're just and able to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for your word, your love letter to us. Please protect us from the enemy who wants to destroy us. Please take us into this weekend when we find joy by talking to others. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for sticking this one out. We hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And going in, can't believe we're almost into the month of July. Please hit that subscribe button if you would, or follow button and share and hit that like button. We really appreciate that. And until next time, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know. Signing out.
Good contact. Caught the slump, ran up there.
Right below the hole goes DeChambeau, and he's pumped up. Another epic up and down at Pinehurst for a U.S. Open championship. Bryson DeChambeau now has two. The second at number two.
Hey, amazing. It's unbelievable. Watch this.
A lot of good shots.